What's up, everybody? It is the Love and Hip Hop After Show, Cancun Part 2, but ratchetness is always number one. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm just a hoe. Use a hoe. I said that use a hoe. Use a hoe.
Turn it up.
Use a hoe. I said that use a hoe. Activities with whole tendencies. Hoes are your friends. Hoes are your enemies. The whole energy to do what you do. Blue what you blue. Screw what you screw.
Y'all professing it like DJ Clue. Put it on my coattail.
And why do you think you take a hoe to a hoe bed? Hoe tell everybody, even the mayor.
Reach up in the sky for the hoes on layer.
Ratchet Monday.
We back.
That's how we do.
For some more foolishness.
Love and Hip Hop After Show. It's your boy Lim Gonzalez here. You can find me always at the Poet Saying. I got my peoples with me, and we always turned up. Next to me is the one and only B-Ron Dad extraordinaire, Mr. Jimmy V.
It's your boy Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at B-Ron Dad. Go check the blog, B-Ron Dad.blogspot.com.
Hey,
ho! I'm just kidding. What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trine. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trine.
Khalil Boo Boo, when ho is life.
Yeah. I was live on 2017. Oh, no. Free your hoe. Free your hoe 2017.
Free your hoe, baby.
I can't.
But no, that really was hashtagging on Twitter. Free her 2017. Shout out to Keith Powers.
Who? Really?
Yeah.
Who were they freeing though? Who were they freeing?
Free. Oh, because he went off on his Snapchat about people getting at him, calling him all types, not calling him all types of names, but just, they were just hating on him. I guess this dude, whatever, saw his girl leave a comment on Keith's Instagram.
Checked
Keith, but was just basically hating on Keith, calling him gay and all this because of what he was wearing. And then Keith went hard on his Snapchat, and he's like, I mean, I didn't hit your girl. If she hit me up, free her. Free her. Like,
and then it
became a hashtag. But
hilarious.
You know,
that's how it goes.
Free your hoes.
That's how I be doing.
We're going to free these girls.
Let's free them, bro. Set them free.
Can I get a amen?
Oh, set them free. Let's start this episode off. Like we said, it's Cancun, part two. So they're still out there. It's their last day, actually, in Cancun. And Cardi got her Dr. Phil on. I wasn't mad at that. She had a heart-to-heart with her sister, Hennessy. And I have to say it like that.
Sound like he just took a shot.
I just got a shot of Hennessy in my system, and I don't know how to act.
I know it was going to hit like that.
It's my outfit, man. It's the old man outfit. Just hit me. Hennessy!
Your daddy just stopped drinking that Hennessy.
So, yeah, she talked with her and just, you know, said she needed her to, you know, step it up. And
smart enough.
Families where get your money up.
Make you know, get your money
up. Right.
Secure the bag.
She was Shmoney Jr. or whatever she was.
Little Shmoney.
I like that.
They
could
have a little rap group if they want to. Little Shmoney.
They could.
She said she's about to open up her own, what's that, clothing line or something?
Yeah.
Right.
So, hey, hopefully, you know.
Do you think, I mean, this is kind of a rhetorical question, but I'm asking anyway. Do you think that Cardi leaving the show, because she has said that she's not going to come back next season. Do you think that Hennessy can survive on her own, or do you think that she's gone with her?
She's gone with her.
She's gone with her.
Okay. Yeah, she's definitely gone with her. She should. Yes.
So Cardi B is like 23, so that maybe her sister's 21.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
21.
Yeah. Is Cardi B 23?
Yeah.
With a name like Hennessy, I would hope she's 21.
At least she's 21.
Cardi B's 23. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
She's young and getting this money.
Getting this money.
That's why it's such a big thing, because, like, you know, now we live in this age where, you know, the youngins out here making bread,
making,
having their own businesses.
We have to,
washed up.
We have
millennials.
Millennial money.
Millennials is taking over.
Millennial money.
We're making it.
You know,
the millennials
out here.
I don't know what it starts.
Before
you
that,
I thought that was Mexican. Historic.
And you know,
you're with the dinosaurs, homie. Okay, oh,
generation. Damn.
You back there? Okay,
Mesozoic era.
We taking shots out here.
That's cool. He was saving it from last show.
I definitely was.
I'm gonna save this one. And then what we see all throughout this episode is the declining Dow Jones of Yandy again. I'm really like, well, I'm gonna tell you right this. This, she was, I caught her in a lie. I don't know if you guys caught it, but on the show in the same episode, she was basically talking about, she had that conversation. Well, she was talking to Juju first, and she kind of made up with her, and she was, because she was beefing with Juju, Juju on the beat. And, you know, Yandy still thought it was about her to the bitter end, and Juju's like, girl, it is not about you. Like,
it's not a period, not a sprinkle,
not a comma.
She's like, ah. Had to go talk to my friend Juju.
Right.
We know it's Juju.
We know it's Juju.
So she's basically insinuating that she brought Juju on the show. My friend Juju.
Oh, of course she is.
That's basically what she's saying.
Of course she is.
Yandy hasn't set it up, it never went down.
Right.
Okay, just know that,
all
right?
Well, I mean, all roads lead to Yandy, I feel like. Yeah. I mean, that's what she thinks.
All roads lead to Yandy. That is a book.
I'm telling you.
Because hey, it'll start off as a book project, okay, you know.
Right, then it'll turn into a feature film.
There you go.
But, like, if you think about it, though, when she came on the show, like I said, she came way back with Jim Jones, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she got her principal character check, right? I'm now on the credits.
Yeah.
And then with her brought Mendici's. And then Mendici's brought the Baby Mama Club.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what sprouted from there. So I feel like
also feel like Yandy is a member of the Bitter Baby Mama Club.
She's the president.
Okay.
Like, cool. I mean, she won't admit that.
I just wasn't sure if we was all on the same page.
Yeah, no. She won't admit that, but she's definitely the president.
She's the CEO, guys.
Yeah.
She did come up with the title.
This whole situation with Juju, though, when she did bring it up in front of everybody, she should have went to her hotel like she just did now to, you know, be like, girl, was that about me?
Right.
Instead of in front of everybody, trying to.
She always, it's like she needed an audience.
There's a thing about when you attack somebody, they become defensive.
Right.
I forget it, but it was like relationship 101 things. I don't know. I didn't make this up.
What are you, Dr. Phil?
Google
now?
It. No, I'm saying.
Black Dr. Phil out here?
I'm saying, if they'll give me a show, sure. But I'm saying, when you attack somebody, they automatically get defensive. You know what I'm saying? So you watch your words when you're out here talking to people and you're trying to ask a question, you're trying to figure out some information, you got to be like, you know,
trying to
quiz a tree.
And then you put the jello in top. You mix it up.
What?
Trizzy out of nowhere. Engineer, if we can bring up our live chat. We know it's popping up in there. We know it's up in them streets. Oh, yeah. Shout out to the live chat. I've been trying to bring it up on the phone, but I ain't got no service.
Yeah, it's all good. I want to talk when she... So Samantha meets with Yandy, and this is where
Samantha.
The liar-ness comes out. So Samantha says, hey, she's planning her son's birthday party, right? Because she hasn't heard from her. We saw in last episode, Yandy was like, oh, well, we can plan it together. She's like, I don't know if I want that, but we're going to pay for it. She's like, okay. And so she was good. And so, but she hasn't heard from Yandy. Yandy's gallivanting in Mexico.
Well, you know, if you ain't got international calling on your phone, that is a pretty penny.
You stuck out there.
You know. But Samantha basically is like, you know, she's like, I'm trying to plan. I tried to call you. I tried to call on little Mendici's phone. That never happened. Seemed like we were blocked. And then I tried to call you personally, and you didn't call back. And so Yandy's like, no, I try to call you. And she says, we need to work together as mothers. So Yenny's basically saying she tried to call, right? Couldn't get through.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
But if we scroll down to the later part of the episode, she's talking.
go to the receipts.
Look at these receipts out here.
If you look at the receipts, she's talking to Kimbella, and she's like, yeah. I was waiting for Samantha's call.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
I was waiting for Samantha's call.
Look at all these receipts,
man.
Look at all these receipts. Oh, yeah. Look,
we got, hold up now. We have the footage.
We're getting there. Hold up. Wait.
Specifically a time code 097328.
I'm still stuck on the first two minutes of the show. Hold up. Wait. Receipts out here. Okay.
Three out there. But, yeah, she said she waited for her call. So that's a direct lie because she told Samantha I tried to call, and she told her girl, Kimbella, that she waited for the call. So which one is it?
Gotcha.
Which one?
And I believe Samantha.
You believe Samantha?
Oh, hell yeah.
Off top.
Hell yeah. Because
maybe Yandy didn't get any service.
Stop.
They don't have Wi-Fi on the beach.
They don't. And they really don't have Wi-Fi on the beach. That's
they
a real thing,
guys. They were on the beach twerking for 5 hours.
I was just
hours.
In Mexico.
Right.
Taking multiple cuts.
You don't think they have service, though? Like,
I wanted
on,
to make a Snapchat so bad. They don't have Wi-Fi on the beach.
They do not. So, I don't know. I mean, this whole Yandy thing, and she's throughout the episode, and I feel like this whole season has, she's been in everything. And I feel like, I don't know if she's just trying to make her presence known. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm here, and I'm going to take over Love and Hip Hop.
Don't forget, she's Hollywood, okay?
Oh, yeah.
She's a very Hollywood. AKA, I run this production.
Right.
As I spit popcorn everywhere.
That's Hollywood.
I spit hot fire.
Spit hot fire.
I remedy rhyme. I remedy rhyme.
Dylon.
Who are the 5 best managers of all time?
Yandy.
So what do you guys, I mean, so honestly, what do you guys think about Yandy, like, on the real?
She's a human.
This is crazy because we missed the part. I don't know if he was going to get to this when...
No, go ahead.
Skip him.
Go ahead.
They blocked...
Yes.
The mom. Yes. They blocked. There's a man.
You have man to
they literally like, blocked up, her. Man. Physically blocked
hold,
her.
Hold up she a pen like, to the back. Hold up.
Let me in. I'm getting
oh, she want a problem? Let's give him a problem.
He was like, I'm sorry. This gorilla cannot come inside of your house. I'm sorry, we don't have any bananas. But no, the fact that he's blocking Erica out of the jail to like visit him means that how is Asim gonna see you behind bars?
Exactly. Well, I mean, it just to me, that's where I feel like the issue with them too is like they're in cahoots. They try to make it. I feel like with Yandy,
competition with each other.
Yeah, and she's and she's been called on it, but she tries to make things happen as she wants them to happen. If they don't happen like she wants them to happen, then everything shuts down. Mm-hmm. And I feel like because she has a problem with the baby mothers, then what that does is Mendes is like, well, then I'm not going to see my children.
And it trickles down.
Yeah, and it takes it out, which I think is a terrible thing if that's the case, because what Yandy has a problem with these women should not affect you seeing your sons.
Yeah.
What they got to do is handle this. Watch my transition here. Okay. What they got to do is handle this the Peter Guns way.
Ooh.
Okay, if you see that. Ooh. Put your problems to the side and do it for the 8, 9, or 10 kids, okay?
Or they can move to L.A. and just see each other once a year.
That is funny, though, because if you look at it, if Peter Guns was in jail, he would want his kids there every day. Like, I want all my kids here. I want all my
babies
here. I want everybody to be in harmony. And then you see Amina outside the jail singing.
Don't go.
And then Tara's over there like, I will teach each inmate here how to act, okay? Because that's what I do. I teach those classes, okay?
That would be hilarious.
I'm a certified teacher.
I'm a certified
how to speak.
Yeah. Life coach?
Oh, no. It was
get your life together first, then try to take care of everybody else.
Right. No, but she was like a etiquette. That's what it was. She was an etiquette teacher. She was actually teaching Cardi B.
Yes. You know, this salad fork.
Right.
The dinner fork.
That was hilarious.
Do you know the difference between this and that when it comes
how to
studio,
fold
man?
A napkin?
Do you?
But do you know how to get inside of a door? Because she does not. Because, her kids, like, left her, which was kind of messed up.
Do you know the difference between a housewife?
Do you? Speaking of, we did see there was a reunion of sorts. So, you know, we have Peter Guns. He talks to Amina, and we see, you know, them kind of meet up first with the new baby. Man, that little girl's cute.
She was.
That little girl was super cute. Little cute.
Beautiful right. family.
And so he's talking with her, and, you know, Amina's kind of, and I've always had, you know, some kind of way about Amina, because I felt like when it came down to when it was between her and Tara, I felt like she felt very weak. Like, she always, like, played the victim. She never had really a backbone. And I feel like Tara, that's why Peter would always choose her, because Tara was more, you know, about herself, secure in who she was. But we do see Amina here, and Peter's like, you know, they haven't been together. She's been living in L.A. And then, you know, she kind of throws that out, like, you know, I would, if you wanted me back, I would, you know, I could do it.
I'm down. Just say the word.
And I'm like, you haven't been together for over a year, and you're just going to, like, if you want me back, I'll be here today. Like,
listen, man.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Guys, just... it's love.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Okay. That's what it is. There's no explanation
Nothing
for it.
Sinister.
Pure example of broken families.
It's sad, too.
There's so many broken families on this show.
Right, yeah. It's the quintessential.
I grew up in a broken family. You'll be fine.
I'm with you, too, bro. I'm kind of bitter, but I'm cool.
It's all good. I didn't see my siblings. You'll be fine.
Which, too, Amina got all the girls. Tara got all the boys, you know. So.
Right. Plus all the other boys and girls he has.
Interesting how that worked out. Right.
He does have 10 kids. And he did confirm that he's not having any kids. Like, he couldn't if he had.
Lies that Peter tells on TV.
So he's basically saying he's had the operation. That's how I took it.
Super sperm, I think.
You think
he
have another one?
He's got some super sperm.
You know, next time they should just download this app. It's, you know, an ovary app, ladies.
Shut up.
You guys know about it. You know,
what?
You can track your fertility. You can track your menstrual cycle. You know?
Are they paying us for this?
You can. No, seriously though, like, it's not only his issue. It's not his fault. He's not the one that's agreeing to use.
Thank you.
To have sex without.
Take
a condom.
The pressure off us.
They are agreeing to it.
They're
not like. No glove, no love, Peter. They're not saying that. So, you know, if they want to, you know, get the motion in the ocean without the condom or whatever, then they need to be making sure that they track their fertility. Ovulation
cycle.
Because
somebody has to be,
you know, there's certain days where you won't get pregnant and, you know,
you'll be good.
You can leave it in.
Okay. Speaking of, you have something else to share with us.
I do. So. Yeah. Okay, so you know how here at AfterBuzz, it is really, really free to download without minimal ads.
Yeah, it is, actually.
In order for
That's true.
Like, keep going on, we're going to need you to fill out a survey for us.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. It's short, and it's completely anonymous. And it helps us out with, you know, the appropriate advertisers, you know, for our audience. We really need you guys to just
do
this. It takes no more than 5 minutes. You can go to www.podcaststone.com /my survey, or you can go to podcast1.com.
Two options.
So I'm going to say it again. Uh-huh. It's easy. You can go to podcast1.com /my survey, or you can go to www.podcast.com and click on the survey banner. If you fill out in a survey in the past, we just, you know, we really do appreciate you, because you keep us like the lights on, and you keep us like going and things like that. We wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. So we just need you to do it again. It's no more than 5 minutes, and you do all of us here at AfterBuzz a favor by doing it, and also Podcast One. And yeah, just fill it out and support us. Thank you for supporting us and taking the time to complete the survey.
That's right, because you guys keep me from staying home on the couch, so thank you.
There it is. Continuing on in the Guns saga, it was dope to see Corey Guns.
Shout out to Corey Guns.
And he had little three cameo. Frames.
Right. 0.2 seconds, yeah.
You know, right. My dad's living a few.
It was there.
He gave me some shine.
Come over here. 8 o'clock. You just got to be here for 5 minutes.
Right.
We see his daughter, Wiggy, as well.
I bet Corey's like, I don't want to be a part of that bullshit.
Right. For real.
He probably ain't signed the release.
Yeah. You see, he had his hat low. Right. Yeah, right. Corey Guns.
You know, you go to the gym, you put the hat like all the way here.
How much right, should I get for right, this appearance?
Right, exactly. We do see kind of a mending of sorts with Tara and Amina. Of course, they said that they hadn't seen each other in over a year. I don't know if the last time they saw each other was the reunion.
Yeah.
That's what they showed on the thing.
But yeah, they hadn't seen each other.
That's what they want you to think.
Right, right, right. I don't think that that's necessarily true. I do think it was probably more than a year. But obviously, whatever it wasn't on good terms. So now they're here together. They kind of talk.
They hugged it out.
They hugged it out, and they kind of made amends. They basically were just like, we both don't like, not going to be with this dude. So there it is. Okay. Amen. Let's live happily ever after.
So the singing part, when she was singing, did anyone think that that was just a bit weird? It was super weird.
Yes.
Because in my mind, I imagine her like singing, you know, the boy is mine. Like, the boy is mine. The boy is mine. The boy is mine. She don't want to let go of Peter.
Right.
Yeah.
The boy is mine. The
right,
boy is mine.
Mine. Had about enough.
Is a want to me.
The boy is mine.
Weren't we just on our other after show talking about Brandy?
We were. Brandy's theme today.
She's a theme, actually.
Brandy Norwood. Yeah, I thought it was weird. I mean, it's what Amina does. She sings. I mean, the last time we saw her, well, this is only the second time we've seen her this season. But before, we've seen her perform when she was on more regularly. Mm. So I think, you know, she's got to promote her singing. She's got to promote her.
It's exposure, too, you know? I'm sure she was like, look, I'm going to come to New York, but y'all got to give me something out of it. You know, I ain't going to come.
For the kids.
Exactly.
Right. For the kids. Better make the cut.
So I think that was just a little promo for her to, because obviously they played the song afterwards and you can go download the song.
Yeah.
Did anybody think that this was like in an apartment complex right by the pool? Like that little grassy area?
Definitely on the rooftop of like the community pool and they set up everything.
Exactly. I'm definitely. Like, where did they be had? Because remember when she had her birthday, that was El Torito's. I bet you that was El Torito's. They had the little side room, you know, where you have parties.
Factory.
Right, or something like that.
Probably.
So I'm like, I need to
Cheesecake Factory.
Look, we're going to need a room.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't have to be good, you know, we just got to fill in.
You got to fight with me at Cheesecake.
He's going to go there.
Oh, man. Let's see, Rich Dollars.
Richie D. He trying to drop off some more D.
Creep Squad clothing. Did y'all cop y'all shirts yet?
You all should visit Shop Petty Swag on Instagram. Okay.
I'm like, really? He's really trying to do something with this? Creep Squad clothing.
They're
I'm
really
like,
trying to run with
really
going to
wear this?
How do you been buying?
Besides Cisco. Who's going to buy this except Cisco?
Cisco is about to have every shirt. He's about to have color. Every sweatpants.
Every color.
Everything.
This dude, I'm representing. We see
and my brother's keeper.
My brother's keeper.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Rich Dollars. I'm a Sagittarius. And I know exactly what a girl wants. B2K, dude. Guys.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Creep Squad.
I remember.
So we see Ashley, his daughter. She's working for him. She says she's going to set him up on a blind date. Of course, we know it's her mother.
The mother.
I mean, it was kind of like
obvious.
I didn't
know that.
You didn't? Come on.
I didn't.
Stop it. You
lying. I know I'm not lying.
You lying.
They
set it all up for that. I mean, it just made, I don't know.
I mean, who else would the daughter say?
It made sense. I was with it.
Ran out of ideas. Yeah. You're like, okay.
I wasn't, look, right. My brain is really not on watching this show.
We just come and just like, I'm not watching. I'm just going to sit with y'all and talk about it.
Yeah.
Say my Instagram name a few times. Right. That's about it. I'm manager. And speaking of it, at B, you're on that. Make sure you go get at me on
that. Just shout out.
And I'm going to just sip my drink.
Man. I got a performance tomorrow.
And you know, you guys have all those kids. I'm a modeling agency. You guys, they're all cute.
They're
cute
all
kids.
Cute.
And if you like the shop, you know what I mean? If you like the Creep Squad shit, you'll like Shop Petty Swag.
Shop Petty Swag, there you go.
You should. But yeah, it ended up being Miss Miracle which is her baby mother.
Sit your ass right here, girl.
And I like, he just like, you know, they sit down. And she seems like a really nice woman, you know, from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And he said basically, like, I just left, so I didn't really break up with her.
Come on, life like, just kept going on.
Like, she's just waiting, like, I'm not broken up, so I'm still with him. Like,
I don't know what happened. I was there one day.
And then, you know. I just left.
And then I got a phone call, so I got up out of there.
What do you think about him when she's kind of drilling him and she's like, you want any more kids? And he has like, well, I wasn't there from 1 to 17, but I want to be there for 1 on the next one. I mean, do you think he's serious?
No.
I'm thinking like this.
Is anything on the show serious? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's Rich Dallas. And I'm like, really, you're going to start over again? Your daughter's almost grown. Mm-hmm. You're old enough to, like, you know what I'm saying, to start over. Not to say he's not physically capable, but I'm just like, come on, man.
Hey, if Peter can do it.
Right.
Peter.
We got hope.
Uptown. I feel like Peter.
Uptown, baby.
I feel like he wanted to, like, come out in song or something where he's like, I got all my kids here.
But he's still with the same mic. Like, he doesn't even, just take the mic off he's the like, stand. He's like, yeah, I got
all my kids. Like,
I got my babies. I got my babies.
He was like his proud Bobby. But he was so proud of all his children. But like,
he just, should be. He's a proud dad. Even though they all got there.
He should be proud of
crazy ass situation.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be proud of his children, but it was just so funny.
My sperm like, work, son.
He was just so like, oh, my kids is here. My oldest is here. Corey, come here. My oldest is here. See how long my seeds been running? Corey is just 39.
I've been planting seeds for 40 years. They still work.
Oh, I got a
39. It ain't
I got a 39-year-old and a 1-year-old. All in between.
Really does, though.
I'm 72, and I still wear Jordans. Man, and little shirts.
He is going to be stuck on that sweater. For I don't know how long, okay?
I'm telling you, man, he wears the smallest medium shirts ever.
Guys, we have lost Khalil, guys.
Lost
He's down and out.
Man down.
I love Peter. Where you from? Peter,
but it's just so funny. It's like, man, he just tried so hard. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So we see a little bit between Jules and Kimbella. What do you guys think about that?
That was cute. Wifey appreciation. You come home and your husband got some rose petals laid out. He got your favorite music playing. Yeah. Your favorite champagne in the champagne flute. That's crazy, right? That's amazing. You just want to drop them draws, but you know you can't because you're on camera.
He's about to get all of this.
I'm giving all of it.
I'm taking my wig off, too.
I'm taking off a few of them, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
His lace front ain't glued on correctly, but it's going to fall off today.
Y'all remember, this might be a little old. I got the old man swag, so y'all remember I'm going to get you, sucker?
I just didn't see it. The only part I know was with the heel, the shoes with the fish. Never mind.
I'll let that go. Anyway, Kimbella reminds me. We'll talk off air. Keep you up to speed. Like, I don't want y'all looking at me crazy.
Somebody
like,
in the chat room. They seen that movie.
Oh, somebody has. If you're on the live chat and you know what I'm talking about, there's a portion where it's like she's like, I'm not, you know, she's like lying. And she's like, he says, I'm not. They get back home. They're about to do it. And he's like, I lied to you. I'm not 12 inches. And she's like, she's like, don't worry, this ain't my real eyes. And she takes off contacts. And it's like, and this ain't my real hair. And she takes off the wig, and she's like, this ain't, and she takes off her titties and her booty. And then she's like, this is, I'm going to get you, sucker.
Oh,
dude, it sounds like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episode.
It, right. It does.
Here, exactly. And then she takes off her leg, and it's like a fake leg. Like, don't make me hop after you. And he's like trying to get away. Dude, it's hilarious. You got to check it out. I'm going to get you a second. Check it out. But
old girl taking off the body parts. Okay, yeah. Told you. Michelle Day. Okay, we out here.
We know it. so that everybody know I'm not lying. You know. I think there was we saw. I mean, I want to see more of them, but again, maybe because they're not so ratchet. But we see Remy Ma a little bit. Shout out to Fat Joe. She goes to talk to Fat Joe. Good meeting, and she basically says that she she wants to do a solo album. And then have a baby.
I think they needed to let everybody know that they just dropped 2 gold records. You know,
because
you heard Joe, you know, shining over there with all those types of change and stuff. Right. And I think they just needed the world to understand the work they put in ever since she came out, because she been on fire ever since she came out.
And two Grammy nominations too.
Two Grammy nominations.
Yeah,
they're
waiting on Remy. Yeah, no, they doing. She said, "I'm getting them bags of money."
I ain't heard much about no Nicki Minaj ever since Remy done came out. I'm just saying.
Well, because she had Meek.
I'm just saying.
Okay, you know. Yeah.
Well, she dropped him now, right?
Yeah.
So she back in
now. She back in the studio.
Dropping like a bad habit.
Word.
And you know, Nicki Minaj is more like pop, anyhow. She crossed over.
Yeah.
She, well, she tried that on the last joint. She went back to the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she did.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Had to do it for the streets.
And he checks out here.
Right. Even when she tell him that, we better as friends. Moment of silence.
Hit him with the back-to-back. Yeah. On
I think probably for me tonight, the most unnecessary portion of the show is at the very end when Kimbella goes to Magic's
party. What was that about?
That was the most dumbest thing. Like, I don't even understand. And that's when we see, like, normally we don't see production. We see, like, the security or whatever that they, you know, stop people and they're, like, waiting right by them when they start to fight. But there was actually production she was arguing with because she wanted to go into the party. And they're like, "What are you doing?" And she's just like,
"The party."
Like, you know, our kid just, and I'm like, "Why are you there?"
She had nothing to do with the situation there.
I didn't understand that.
I understand if her kids were invited to the party and they were inside there. Okay, now you got a reason to actually be there.
Exactly.
But
she's not there with her kids. She's there by herself.
There. Exactly. What are you going to do? Party with some 3-year-olds? What you going to do?
I thought that was so unnecessary. But like you were saying earlier, when Samantha's mom was like, well, let me just
let me go see what's going on out here.
I'm going to pop it in.
Hey, what's up?
Pop off. Pop off.
When she said, I'm ready to do the cushy on this bitch. What does cushy mean, please?
I don't know. Can somebody from
are we talking about these sofas over here? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a combo.
It's a combo. But I love how, like, because you know, like you were saying, like, got me crazy. Like, the movie.
Yeah, no.
But it was funny because you saw.
Okay, so shout out to Michelle. She said, I'm about to Chrissy this bitch.
Chrissy. That would make sense instead of cushy. Boom. Okay. We got to work on them subtitles.
There it is.
Shout out to Michelle, though.
Lady.
And it kind of seems like they've beaten Kim up, Kimbella, before. She's she want to get beat up again.
Oh, Kimbella got it way back. With Chrissy.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's what
When Kimbella, before the surgery, Kimbella was not, she got it handed to her. Chrissy handed it to her. Now, like, her dress was up above her head. Like, yeah. She got it bad.
Her saying, I'm ready to Chrissy this bitch,
yeah,
even though you got beat up, doesn't make sense.
No, she's saying
mom didn't get beat up.
The mom didn't say that. Right. Kimbella got beat up by Chrissy.
But Kimbella said, I'm about to Chrissy this.
No.
Girl.
No. The mom said
that. Oh, the mom said that. Makes sense. Okay. My fault.
The mom said that. But you heard Samantha, like, go get her. Hit her in the face. Like, she was just like, egging her on.
But, like, why does she treat her like her, like, dog or something? Like, go, get him. Like,
your mom just had a heart attack.
Did y'all notice that?
And you're like, you're like sicking your mom on.
Word.
Which is not a real heart attack.
You can't fight your own battles.
And then after this, we're going to go to the club. So you better save your energy.
Out.
Right, she got to get her blowout.
Her freaking, they probably would torture some people.
Man.
I said that during, because the way she was just looking with her teeth, the way she's like, I can't even do it because we don't have the same face, but it was just crazy. It was just like,
well, if they just looking like they want to torture some people apart. And the way you've been talking, they might come after you.
Just saying.
Because you don't know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. Let me get about the studio before the show ends.
Right.
You ain't going to Chrissy me. You ain't going to Chrissy me. I won't stand for it.
I know what they do.
Right. Let's get into some quotables. Let's do that.
I should go first because mine isn't all that funny.
Okay. I have a few of them, but
mine isn't all that funny either.
I'm going to probably say it's coming from Missionary Yandy. And she was talking to Gambella all hard when she lied. But she was like, we either gonna have peace or they gonna leave in pieces. And I'm like, Yandy, what you about to
everybody, do? Like, everybody trying to be a rapper like, right here.
But I'm like, Yandy has not laid hands on nobody. Like, nobody. Samantha handed it to her. I feel like other people have had, like, she's not been on nobody. So, anyway, what you got?
I'm gonna go with Richie D and speaking to his baby mama. He was like, you miss daddy. You know what I'm saying? I know we ain't break up. I just left, you know. Right. So
real quick.
I know you miss daddy.
You miss daddy.
Mine comes from Amina, of all people.
Oh, okay.
When she said
the first chapter of Amina.
When she said it hurts the same. Yeah. But I'm strong.
Yes.
Honey.
Yes.
Honey. I'm there with you.
Oh man. Yeah. No, that was I wrote that was all deep. Of those down. I wrote all of those down. Deep.
Honorable mention.
Yes.
Yandy. What did you say? What did you call a minister?
Yeah. Oh, missionary.
Missionary. Missionary. Missionary. You called me a bitch. And that was worth getting your mouth popped.
Ain't nobody get popped up.
Dude.
But nobody got popped up.
I was like,
dude, where's my car? Seriously.
What are you doing?
Seriously.
I'm telling you, she's on one. Like, she's on one. I really don't.
All bark and no bite, baby.
No, but for real, though, I feel like Samantha would hand it to her. I feel like Erica would give it to her. Like, I feel like she really doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, even that one time when, what was it, Mendici's sister was trying to be all like, oh, I got this or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Yandy's about to do nothing. And so it's just like, and Kimbella's just crazy because for you to just show up like that and production is literally on camera saying, like,
chill
no,
out, right?
You gotta
like,
chill
she
out.
She was you're like, not going to. Maybe drunk, day drunk, maybe?
It was something, but she was like, it was crazy.
It looked like she came from working out or no. At least she.
And then the fact that she was like, and Yandy didn't send me just you, so you know. And I'm like, so you're crazy by yourself.
She's been you crazy, saying, though.
We all need that one friend that is out there soldiering
right.
for us.
Right.
We all need Kimbella. I'm a grown woman.
I guess. So yeah.
Wait, wait. Trizzy, you have a quote.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, she
I wasn't going to skip you.
Oh well, my
she
gosh.
Said when she had we had told her so
but
I
definitely right. loved when Samantha was like, you know, exaggerating her words. Like she was like, and if I don't get a call tonight, like she was like,
call tonight.
So much.
She
extra
was like,
on it.
Didn't come to my son's birthday.
Birthday.
But it's okay. It's okay.
If she wants to attend, she can be a guest.
And they were all doing it this episode. Kimbella were, too. Like
right.
she wants to be my blah 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 tonight. Blah, blah. Like just
stop it.
Crazy.
Stop it.
Just
they must have all met the same day to. Do their
you know
interview
oh, maybe,
afterwards
maybe they all
and then yeah. and in then cahoots. Have the nerve to have Cardi B have lipstick on her teeth
right oh yeah
how you gonna do that to her in the confessional that's not cool yeah.
That's messed
up. You know the number one rule is to let another girl know she has lipstick on her teeth
really
yeah
I know
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's just respect
yeah it is
look at that
You know that? Leave some comments. I'm pretty sure if you had lipstick on your teeth and I saw you, I would not just let you go.
Right.
I would tell you. I'd be like,
yeah.
Well, the number one rule for guys is when you see a fat ass, bro. All
right.
Khalil, bro.
Bro.
I agree with that.
Bro. Take it the other way.
I just did.
What is it? You, what do you guys be like? Did you see those yams?
Did you see the
yams?
Did you see the dressing?
did you see the wapa on
that?
Be like, bruh, all that jelly, no toast.
Did you see the Thanksgiving dinner? Oh, man.
Man, I'm going to call her P-Bake.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been the end of our ratchet moments. There's no predictions because it's still ratchet.
I thought next week's episode was going to be the reunion, but then they showed us a whole another episode. I was like, oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So, what is it? We have one episode. Is the last episode is tomorrow. I mean, next week.
Is the last episode?
I'm asking. Didn't we look this up?
No. I said there's three more episodes.
Oh.
Yeah.
This one over here was saying tomorrow should be the finale, you said, and
no,
then,
next week is going
to You said tonight was going to be a finale, and then reunion.
Yeah, I thought it was, but next week's going to be the last episode.
It
and
is.
Then
and then two the reunion shows.
They may do just one. I don't know.
Okay, so we're in for three more episodes, possibly.
Okay, I'm going to get my mind right.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But ladies and gentlemen, that's been our Ratchet Moment tonight.
It has.
Emphasize every word.
Tonight.
Tonight. Tonight.
Right. Thank you.
If I don't get a call tonight.
For joining in.
If I don't get a follow tonight,
I'm not coming
next week.
And if you don't subscribe tonight.
Tonight.
Oh man, I'm Living Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Say all day, every day. Also, check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Jimmy.
I'm Jimmy V. Twitter and Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. Blog, Be Your Own Dad. Blogspot.com. I ain't playing with y'all.
What's up, you guys? You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Your Girl Trine. You know what it is.
Khalil, a boo boo on Twitter and Instagram, and also follow my other page, Shop Petty Sweat Tonight.
All right, y'all, we out. See you next week.
No, we out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
See you later. Tonight.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.